Check one, check two. You're listening to Boyfriend on Demand. Oh, hi. You're awake. Don't worry. It's fine. Go back to your nap. You must be really tired from work to nod off like that. Yeah. Actually, one of your co-workers called me earlier. Well, they called me because they were worried about you. Because they couldn't wake you up during lunch. And that made me worried. I mean, who wouldn't be? I thought they needed to take you to the hospital or something. I know. Work is important and all. But it's even more important to watch your health, you know? I mean, come on. You can say something if you're feeling overworked, you know? Being stubborn now, aren't we? Look, baby, I can see just how much hard work you put into your career. And all I can say is, you're doing a great job. In fact, I am so proud of you. And I know it may not seem like it. I'm sure your efforts don't go unnoticed. I mean, your workmates wouldn't have called me in a panic if they didn't appreciate the effort you put in. But, you know, sometimes you just get so obsessed. Even more so recently. But that doesn't mean you can forget to look after yourself. Take a break every once in a while. And that's why I asked your boss to let you take the day off tomorrow. Don't worry, they said that you definitely should. I mean, you've been working nonstop. Hey, if you don't take the day off tomorrow, I'm gonna call them to let them know that you'll be using all of your leave days. And you don't want that now, do you? I'm sorry, but I had to. Otherwise, those vacation days would just go to waste and you'd keep overworking yourself to death. Anyhow, are you feeling okay now? Are you feeling a little feverish? Good. At least you're not sick. But you are wearing yourself thin. So come on. Close your eyes and rest. There's blankets and a pillow in the back seat if you want to get a little bit more comfortable. We'll be home in a while. Why are you thanking me for picking you up? Come on. I'm your boyfriend. Doing this is the least I can do. Besides, it's my job to spoil you. No, it's not a hassle. I promise. In fact, I was actually planning to take you out on a date earlier. But we can just do that next time. Why? Come on. Look at you. I admit that you look incredible. But you do look tired. So I think it'd be better if we just stay at home tonight. You know, keep you to myself. Put on a movie. Get some takeout, cuddle under the blankets, the works. Speaking of which, anything you want to eat tonight? I know you didn't get the chance to eat at lunch on account that you were sleeping, so you must be hungry. Yeah, anything you want. Could be pizza, Chinese, whatever. Or I could just cook something for you. I mean, that's if you want a nice, warm, home-cooked meal made with love. Hey, that was one time. I'm not that bad of a cook. Why am I being like this? What do you mean? I don't know. I guess I'm just worried about you. Sometimes I think you're pushing yourself too hard. While there's nothing wrong with that, there's also nothing wrong with taking a break. Trust me, I've been there. Feeling like I have to give it my all, while all the work I've been putting in isn't getting the recognition I think it deserves. That I'm not going anywhere with my life. Thinking that everything I've done to that point has all been for nothing. But you were there for me. You made me realize that it hasn't been for nothing. That these things, the things that I want in life, just take time. And that taking care of yourself in the meantime is fine too. That it's all going to be okay. So whenever I see you like this, I just want to be that same person for you as you were for me. Someone who will support you and tell you that I'm here for you. That's why tonight I'm setting some ground rules. No thinking about work. No deadlines. No meetings. No infuriating clients and bosses. Tonight will be all about kicking back, taking the load off, or in, depending if you have the energy. I'm just kidding. But yeah, tonight, let's just relax a little bit. Get you some much deserved rest. Enjoy the rainy weather. So, what do you say? Great. It's a date. Uh-oh. Looks like we'll be stuck in traffic for a while. So, why don't you get a head start and go back to your nap? Yeah, it's fine. We'll just talk all you want once we get home, okay? Yes, I promise I'll tell you how my day went. Okay. Love you too, baby.